listening to Cinema Mornings. This is Cody Wyoming on killradio.org. Today we're headed into the questioning area of extraterrestrials. How do we make contact with them? Stay tuned. That we're going to rip off. Oh, did I say that out loud? Shit. Okay, cancel that. We're talking about aliens today. Aliens are a free and normal oddity. Don't you ever forget that. Like to chime in, I'm going to get the AOL going. You can also call in 213-252-0998. It's Cody Wyoming, solely responsible for the content of this program.
Are we the first?
We are not the first, friends.
Are we the first to arrive here?
It's easy.
Somos los primeros.
Fue una cosa que salió del cielo. Tiene una luz muy bonita, pero muy espantosa.
Más despacio, por favor.
¡Tiene mucho miedo! ¿Dónde va, señor?
Tenemos muchas cosas para acá para enseñarle.
¡No se vayan!
I'm not a professional interpreter. My occupation is cartography. I'm a map maker.
Can you translate French into English and English into French?
Yes, I explained to the team leader in Villa Hermosa.
Study 9 GFO here. Come back.
W9GFO, A4WLD here.
What do I say?
Just be yourself.
Where are you, A4WLD? Come back.
Pensacola, over.
Pensacola, where's Pensacola?
I'll give you a hint. Orange juice.
Copy that, K4WLD. How's the weather down there in Florida?
Pensacola, Florida. I have to tell you, Sparks, 1,116 miles. Pretty good. That's farthest yet.
tell me something. What the hell is happening here?
It's flight number 19.
19 what?
It's that training mission from the Naval Air Station at Fort Lauderdale. They were doing target runs on an old Hulk.
Who flies crates like these anymore?
No one. These planes were reported missing in 1945.
But it looks brand new. Where's the pilot? I don't understand. Where's the crew? Hey!
Negative. The only traffic I have is a TWA L-1011 in your 6 o'clock position, range 15 miles. And an Allegheny DC-9 in your 12 o'clock position, 50 miles. Stand by one, I'll take a look across the end of it.
Area 31 has traffic 2 o'clock, slightly above descending.
Area 31, roger. I have a primary target about that position.
I think we have contact with a UFO.
I have no known high-altitude traffic. Stand by one, I'll check low, over. Dick, will you check low altitude and see if they know who this is?
For the record, he should be dying to know what's going on.
Area 31, can you say aircraft type?
This is some house music, of course. A little movie you might have heard of called Close Encounters.
It's not in the neighborhood.
And Jodie Foster with Matthew McConaughey in contact. We're going to have to jam to get through this, friends.
There it is, J-17.
No way we're going to make it to
that run over. November 4th, 1982.
Could be a satellite.
Area 31, now you have the primary target now in your 10 o'clock position. 5 miles.
Look up to the stars, friends.
It's going to start quick.
There's no way we're going to make it.
No altitude readout.
Area 31, roger. Traffic is
quite luminous and is exhibiting some non-ballistic motion. Over.
Roger, Area 31. Continue to center to a discretion. Over.
Okay, center. Center pilot's discretion is approved. The traffic is approaching head-on, ultra bright, and really moving. And right by us, right now. Now, that was really close. Area 31 is out of 340 on the traffic
path. That's going to say when to report officially.
TWA 517, do you want to report a UFO? Over.
The answer is always no. You never, never, never want to report a UFO. They will think you're crazy. That is not good for your health.
Don't want to report. Area 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative, we want to report one of those either.
Area 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind? Over.
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, Center.
Area 31, me neither. I'll try to track traffic to destination. Over.
Nope, nobody wants to say nothing. Nope, didn't see nothing.
Is it Joe?
Yeah. Is that Jack? I hear the,
love is in the air.
Locals, they call it El Radar. Convinced it has some dark military purpose.
I think we're pretty harmless.
Palmer Johnson.
Ellie, your way.
Hey. Nice to meet you, Ellie. What are you studying out there?
Ah, the usual. Nebulae, quasars, pulsars, stuff like that. What are you writing?
The usual. Nouns, adverbs, adjective here and there.
I work on a project called SETI.
Search for extraterrestrial intelligence? Wow.
Woo-hoo.
And that is out there.
Wait, are you a student or something? Mm-hmm.
I'm a writer. I'm writing a book. Tanner doing research. It's about how technology affects third world cultures. I'm also looking for this guy, David Drumlin. He's the new head honcho of the National Science Foundation. I'm trying to get an interview with him.
Fuck Drumlin.
You take it, you know
him? He's an asshole.
Mm-hmm. You can say that.
SETI, man. That's fringe.
Yeah.
Crossed paths with this guy before. I mean, something like that must really chap his ass, huh? Help us. Here you go.
You better keep this. Might save your life someday.
Will you have dinner with me tonight?
I don't make a very good research subject. I'm just not very quotable.
No quotes. Scott's hungry. Just good meal, good company.
I gotta go.
Right. Good meal, good company. Sure.
But Drummond's coming in this Tuesday.
Well, we better get cracking.
What are you doing?
I'm just screwing all the bush down here.
Phil, do you see
him? I'm your faithful DJ.
Just talk to him. Hey,
no problem. You just down here.
Barry?
Barry, what's your problem?
Barry, better than the hot.
Honey?
Barry! Wait, you're saying you want to do away with all pure research now?
What's wrong with science being practical? Even profitable? Nothing. As long as your motive is the search for truth, which is exactly what the pursuit of science is. Well, that's a rather interesting position coming from a man on a crusade against the evils of technology. Father Joss?
I'm not against technology, Doctor. I'm against the men who deify it at the expense of human truth.
Kent. Been meaning to have a word with you over here, please.
Yeah, I'll just...
I think that hurt my chances with that interview. What do you think?
You're a priest?
All right.
No, not really.
Okay.
And
now another
train. My master's in divinity. Then I dropped out of seminary and went on to do some secular humanitarian.
How far do you have to move this boxcar off the track so that the other
couldn't make the whole cell this thing.
Quickly, Brad. There are thousands of lives at stake.
You could,
Brad, any answer?
You could call me man. Claw. Without the claw.
Everybody,
want to get out of here?
Honey?
All right, you see that sort of large W-shaped constellation up there? That's Cassiopeia.
Oh, yeah.
And Cassiopeia A gives off a whole lot of radio signals. I actually listen to that one a lot.
Joy,
if you're what
is all
this
stuff on my table? I thought this was for my stuff, this table.
When I was about 8 years old, I was watching the sunset. I asked my dad, what's that bright star over there? And he said,
he said that it wasn't really a star at all. It was actually...
That's not a star, that's a planet.
A whole planet called Venus.
That's planet Venus.
Which should be over there soon. He said, you know why they called it Venus? Because they thought it was so beautiful and glowing. But what they didn't know is that it's filled with deadly gases and sulfuric acid rain.
That's a real nice thought there. Thank you, Ellie.
Oh, I thought, this is it. I'm hooked
on you. 400 billion stars out there, just in our galaxy alone. If only one.
That's a lot, huh?
Out of a million of those had planets. All right, and if just one out of a million of those had life, and if just one out of a million of those had intelligent life, there would be literally millions of civilizations out there.
Well, if there wasn't, it'd be an awful waste of space.
Amen.
Jackass!
You tell me where cornbread is? Turkey!
Darkness. Upon us.
ship.
Helen? We'd make a pretty good team. We could put together a kick-ass ad hoc city program. You know the very large array in New Mexico? We'd get dynamite places.
What are you talking about? City.
City. Gentlemen pulled the plug. We're homeless.
The governor, they want you to call
me. No, no.
They said they couldn't reach you.
Turn the radio on.